Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now it's time for Mark and Hart, featuring Mark James.
I'm the one who popularized rap music in the Western Mass suburbs in the early to mid-90s.
Mark with a C.
Zidane Old Chara.
Stale Arnold.
Jarrett Studdum.
And Andy Hart.
Why are you such a donkey, bro?
Bro. Yeah, bro, I'm a donkey.
You're the Houston Texans gamble.
You know I'm up, I'm down, no. I'm good, I'm bad.
I'm actually going to print T-shirts. I make Mark James remotely tolerable. Weekends.
Mac and Hart.
Mark and Hart.
Mark and Hart.
It's Mark and Hart right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
I'm going with the Chiefs.
Not so fast, my friend.
Oh, Lee Corso.
Hey.
Lee Corso. Oh.
If I had a 49er head to put on, I'd put it on right now. I'm going to go score here. I'll go Chiefs 31, Niners 20. Mahomes throws for over 320 yards, 3 touchdowns, and wins the MVP.
Nine straight winning seasons, man. Humble brag. It ain't bragging if it's true, right? Mark and Hart,
that's
hour
kinda
four.
True. You made a lot of bad picks along the way,
well,
too.
Well, hey, listen, it's a marathon, man. It's not a sprint. Yeah. You know that.
And the team you watch most closely, you struggled with a little bit down the stretch. Patriots.
Yeah. I think a lot of us were wrong. I think I should have. You know, like we all, the tell was Kyrie Irving not showing up to Game 7. The tell was Tom Brady telling Al Michaels and Chris Collinsworth, I'm the most miserable ain't no quarterback in NFL history. And I thought it was just facetious. No, he was actually being real. A great announcement, which we did not talk about last week. I was willing to go anywhere in the country, anywhere. And all I have to do now is go to Cambridge. But because Rage Against the Machine is coming to Boston for Boston Calling on Saturday, May 23rd. And I am a pig and you know what? Oh my God. This is like, wow. I don't have to go, no airplane ticket, no hotel, right here in Boston, man. And I've never seen him in concert.
Nor have I. I also don't really care.
Oh, do you? You can go to your redneck country music concerts, man.
That was not very nice of me to say that. I kind of just like.
Hey, would you go?
What are we doing?
I should try to sell it for you.
Rage.
No, hey, listen, it's awesome. Hey, yeah, I can't wait.
Well, you would go the next night, right? Are you a Red Hot Chili Peppers guy?
Not really.
No, I don't like them either.
First of all, I'm not really a concert guy. I think concerts are overrated.
But you went to one last year in Foxborough.
I go to concerts occasionally. I just think they're very overrated.
I agree, but
would you rather go to a concert or just like. Go out on a boat with the CD playing and a beer in your hand as you just kind of... You know what I mean?
If I've never seen the band before, I'd rather go to it.
Yeah, not me.
I'd rather go.
And when they sound better? When they came out of a studio and they made it perfect for the CD.
No doubt. But I'm interested to see. I mean, these guys, they've been broken up forever and now they're back together just for at least this year. And I want to be there Saturday, May 23rd. I can't wait. I have no idea the rest of the lineup. Run the Jewels, Banks... Coffee with a K, Pink Sweat, Dave, Orville Peck, RGD2, J-Som, Girl in Red, Phony People, Dreamers, and Camp Blood.
RGD2 is sick. Everybody else, I have no idea.
RGD2 is pretty good?
Yeah, they're sick.
Okay.
This doesn't mean much, but I have literally never heard of any of those.
Me neither. Yeah.
That's unreal.
So the next day is Red Hot Chili Peppers with the 1975. So I've heard of them, and Liam Gallagher, who was one of the singers of Oasis, so I definitely know Angels and Airwaves, heard of them, but Saturday and Dinosaur Jr., Boston Calling, man, it's going to be pretty cool. I'm looking forward to
it. You never heard this song, Mark?
Yeah, I have.
This is RJD2.
Okay.
I have not.
Have fun. Memorial Day weekend.
Andy,
I'll be doing something else. Get off my lawn, Hart. Yeah,
hopefully
the boat
will be in. It'll be a nice weekend. And
yeah.
I'll think of you while I sit at a beach somewhere, just float and fish.
But normally, I'm not one of those people, like, you know, the people that used to follow the dead?
Yes. Or Springsteen?
Exactly. Now they follow fish.
Yeah, no thanks.
Which is like, like those people are only bigger losers than the people who go to Fenway Park on truck day.
Do people still do that?
They did that this week.
Yeah, I knew it happened this week. I didn't really catch any coverage of it. Were there a lot of people there?
No. No. They're walking there. No, here's the thing. That's the whole fallacy. That you're not seeing JD Martinez and Andrew Benintendi.
Right.
These are just regular people. So I'm like, I'm thinking about, do you go to Shaw's or Star Market and go, and you wait for the deliveries? Yeah, they got the lettuce.
Right.
They got the lettuce. They got the tomato. Woo!
Ooh, they put the bats on now.
Yeah.
Ooh, helmets.
Ooh, the milk and bread. It's coming in.
Wonder what's in that box. I'll never know.
I see that hood milk on my way in. I hope the date's coming up in 3 weeks so I can maximize it. Yeah. Let me tell you something. If you're going to Fenway Park for truck day, like you literally, you need to get a life, a job, or a prostitute.
But it's more of a symbolic thing, right? You're whatever. A baseball fan. It symbolizes losers. We're kind of kicking off. It's not very nice. Some of these are our listeners that you're calling losers.
What a loser!
That's not nice. We all have different passions.
We do.
Some people think you're going to that concert. You're a loser.
But it's Rage Against the Machine, one of the greatest bands of our lifetime.
But there's also a lot of people that don't give a rat's patookus.
Well, I'll tell you what. There'll be a lot more people Boston calling. There will be on Jersey Street for freaking truck day.
I would hope so. I would hope so.
Amen. All right, 617-779-7937. Let's go to Steve in Vermont. What's up in Vermont? Ben and Jerry's country, man. Hey, you know what, Steve? You tell Ben and Jerry, if you see those guys, I'm really upset that they took out Heath Bar Crunch from the lineup. I want them to bring back Heath Bar Crunch, okay? So pass that message along.
Well, it was definitely the best Ben and Jerry's flavor ever.
Oh, my God. How do you get rid of that? What are you doing?
I don't know. I can't answer that for you, but I'd like to tell you something about Danny Ainge.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
You talk about Kawhi, and, you know, he passed on dealing Jaylen Brown for Kawhi. Well, they wouldn't have Jaylen Brown now if they had. They wouldn't have Kawhi now either. Maybe they would have won like Toronto did, but it would have been a one-year thing and done and over, and they wouldn't be the same interesting team that they are now. What do you think of that?
Okay, so Steve, what do you think of if they get bounced in the first or second round for the second year in a row and you haven't gone to the title, played for the finals in 10 years? What would you think of that?
Well, it's not ideal, but one championship. I'd rather build a team.
Well, yeah, ideally, sure.
And go for it for 1 year. And did Danny really, you know, did he really, deep down in his heart, did he really want Kyrie Irving here forever?
Well, yes.
No,
yeah, he did. He wanted him to extension.
Yeah,
Steve.
He wanted him here.
Yes, he did say that, but was he kind of playing the game that he sometimes he has to play the game?
He wanted
too?
Him here. No.
I think that was genuine.
By all accounts, everybody who writes for the Celtics, I mean, the general, like Forsberg, you name it. What's the guy with the Globe I used to work with? Good guy. But they all wrote about it. Like the guy who covers the Celtics. I can't think of his name right now for some reason.
Spears?
No, for the Celtics. He covers the Celtics. I'll get to it. But he wanted to keep Kyrie here. He did.
Well, I'm glad that Danny blew that one then, if that be the case.
Well, yeah.
I'm glad Kyrie blew Danny away.
You talk about what would you have now, you would have a debacle.
I didn't want Kyrie Irving from day one.
Oh, I did. I got to be honest. I would have made that trade too.
I would have made the trade, but I would have traded them right away while he still had value.
Yeah, and that's something Danny didn't want. Now, last year, I was torn because you had to see Gary Washburn. You and Himmelsbach, those guys are good. They all know that Danny wanted to keep Kyrie here. There's no question about that. That's exactly what he wanted to do. So it is what it is. You can think what you want, but that was the truth. He wanted him here. And if you had Kyrie here, this place would be a complete bleep show. It would be a cluster bleep. So that, to me, is the big, like, this Kemba thing, he lucked into it. He lucked into it. He got him, but it wasn't because that was his first choice. Now, it ended up being the best choice. But it wasn't because, like, he wanted Kyrie in the worst way to stay here, and I don't know why.
And we also don't know the end result.
More like an engagement, and we're going to get married on July 1st.
He wanted him.
Yes.
He wanted him.
But you also don't know the end result of Kemba. Right. You're critical of them. They're not good enough. So now you're in that.
Because, but I love Kemba. I love this team.
Yeah, that's fine. That's
team,
great. Love him. Love him all you want. Right. Is he going to win?
I don't know. He's never won anything in his career.
He's not even your best player necessarily as Tatum develops here. But with either of them as your best player, can you win? Because you have the misfortune of you. Oh, nice. LeBron's gone. LeBron.
Kawhi's gone.
But LeBron, no. LeBron was the measuring stick in the East for the entire time you were the Celtics. And now he's gone, right? Who's this freak? Who's this freak in Milwaukee who's now the guy, the centerpiece in the East?
The guy you selected, Kelly Olynyk, before.
Well, you know what happens. We all make bad decisions in life.
I got it. Yep, you're right. Let's go to Andy up in Hadley.
It's a good name.
What's up, Andy?
Hey, Mac and Hot. How you doing?
What's up, Andy?
What's going on?
All right, you guys have been talking Sox and Celtics. I wanted to talk about a game-changing play in the NFL that someday they got to deal with that rule.
Okay.
But first, while I've been on hold, you mentioned Aaron Andrews. A sidebar here. I just don't get it. She is the most annoying sideline reporter going. I mean, she's like the Big Bird of sideline reporters. What's her background? Prancing with the Stars?
Right. I mean, Andy, you know what? It's great work if you can get it. Overpaid, overrated. I have people that friends that I know, executives at ESPN that couldn't wait to get rid of her. They tried her out in Good Morning America way before Michael Strahan was even doing the stuff with Kelly. Even before then, they had her do a sports thing one time. She called the Buffalo Bills the Buffalo Bulls. She just couldn't without the, here's what the producer telling you. You got it written down. Let's memorize this line, that line, that line. Without that, she just didn't have it. That's the way it is. When you either, like, that's the thing about what we do, and I'm not sitting here and, like, you know, going ahead and saying that we're, you know, curing cancer or anything like that, but there's no script here.
Nope.
Aren't I? Like, we know we come in, we're ready to go. We're going to give you 4 hours of, you know, entertainment, polarizing opinions, information. You're going to hate it or love it. Well, hopefully you listen, but
if this were scripted, the scriptwriter should be fired.
Well, I was saying,
her voice is like fingernails on a chalkboard.
And she tells you nothing.
But I also think it's this world we live in. If she were just Joe Average, third string, fourth string, sideline, but she ascended to a position where then we are overly critical, right? If she were just, if you saw a couple times a year on a random college game, you'd say, oh, she's fine.
But we all know when she ascended and what happened prior to her ascension.
Yeah, I mean, there was a lot going on in her life.
Right.
Yeah, she has her own line of clothes here.
But the real reason I called, though, was the DPI call. I mean, you know, that spot, it should be a spot call. Today, it's the modern-day version of a Hail Mary. You know, it's third and long. Send the fast receivers out there. Say, take a go route, and you run. And guess what? The quarterback's going to underthrow you a little bit. DB's going to run into it. There's going to be a flag, and it's going to be a 45, 50-yard penalty. That changed the Super Bowl. That's changed how many playoff games.
Yep.
They really got to turn that thing back into a 15-yard call and stop giving away these bomb plays.
It cost us what I thought would have been the dream quarterback matchup a year ago, Brady and Breeze. I thought the Saints, they would have won that game. They would have gone to Atlanta. And it would have been, and they would have had a ton of fans there, and that would have been a game. That would have been I don't know if the Patriots would have won that game.
But
I really don't.
It's a factor in the game. I remember I had a long conversation with Troy Brown about this before he went back to the Patriots as a wide receivers coach, and he said, yeah, that's your Hail Mary. You have that end of half, end of game, throw it deep. The Patriots, the Jaguars, 2 years, 3 years, whatever year that was, down the left sideline, Brandon Cooks ran like a go. He got pushed out. It allowed them to score late in the half, gave him a little momentum. Remember, they looked like they were on their way to losing to the Jaguars.
And the AFC Championship.
Yeah. And that helped jumpstart the comeback. And it is unfortunate. I don't know that it'll ever, because then, you know, you always get to the counter argument is if it's only a 15-yard penalty, the defense knows that. And anytime they get beat, they're just going to tackle the guy. And I don't know how many times you get beat and can still tackle a guy. Usually when you get beat,
you're done.
You're out of range to tackle him. Yep. And if you're in range to tackle him, you're not really beat that badly, right? So I don't know how many times that would pop up, because that's always the slippery slope argument. You're going to have ties tackled all over the field for 15-yard penalties instead of 40-yard penalties. But the NFL has a lot of those issues. I didn't like either pass interference call in the Super Bowl. Pass interference against the offensive one against Kittle at the end of the first half, I did not like. He extended his arm, but I thought it was minor. And I thought that had the defensive player done the same thing, same amount of contact, they wouldn't have called it. And then there was one against Kelce in the end zone, right? Yeah, there was one against Kelce in the end zone they called against. So I like.
Against San Francisco, though.
Yeah, called, right? Yeah. Oh, the call. No, both calls went the Chiefs' way. If I were right. Cynical, I would say the NFL wanted the Chiefs to win and the fix was in. But I am not cynical. I don't believe in those things.
When you're down 10 points in the fourth quarter, the only team I'd seen come back bigger than that was the 2016 Patriots. That was unbelievable. And they were down 18 points in the fourth quarter. So they came back and they, you know, it was their year. It was just their year. When you come back down 24-0 against the Houston Texans, they were down by 10-plus points in every game this year.
But they earned it. See, that's what makes it impressive to me.
They earned it.
The year before was their year during the regular season, right? It was Mahomes is the new thing. He's throwing 50 touchdowns. Everything's coming easy. It's big plays, high scoring. This year was injury to Hill, injury to Mahomes. Oh, how good are they? They're not that good. Are they even going to win their division? They're losing play. They had to work for everything. It came harder, but it ended up being their year. And that's why I think if you're the NFL, back-to-back years with Patrick Mahomes, you got his perfect statistical year, that Brady 07, that Manning-type year. And then the next year, he kind of gutted it out, fought the injury, missed time, and won it. That is, there's reason to feel good about that being your new poster boy.
Oh, no doubt. The one thing I will go back to, and you can say whatever you want about the Patriots, who ended up going 4-4 the final 8 games of the year. Had they not lost to Miami, Kansas City would have had to go on the road in the wild card weekend. Or they had to host on wild card. They had to play.
Right,
they would host on wild card weekend. And then they would have to go on the road for divisional playoff weekend. You don't know how much that...
Huge.
But like if I was the Hunt family and Patrick Mahomes, I'm sending bottles. I'm sending... Like gift cards down to Davie, Florida, to the Miami Dolphins for pulling off, because I'm telling you that was the difference, because they got the bye and it changed everything.
Mostly to Ryan Fitzpatrick and Devontae Parker.
Right.
For their ability to pick like on your defensive player of the year.
That changed everything. Nick in Weymouth. What's up, Nick?
Hey, you got to remember the Chiefs beat the Patriots right in on their home turf. So, in my opinion, the Chiefs were the best team this year. Clearly. And what's amazing about them is all those games that they were behind, they still came and, you know, and brought it up and got it done. I think they were better conditioned than the, albeit of course the 49, well, no, they both had a bye, right? What I seem to think of the Chiefs this year, when you watch review a lot of their games, they seem to be better conditioned. And Revis was right on his criticism, not necessarily of Sherman himself, but of their cover three. Sammy Watkins, DeMarcus Robinson, and Tyreek Hill were made to order to beat that. But what they did was the Chiefs, they started doing some short passes with Kelce, Damian Williams. Damian Williams was fantastic. I thought Sammy Watkins was close to being an MVP in that game, but I love, of course, Mahomes. I'm just saying, they were just too damn good. And I think they'll be in excellent shape next year. Remember, they beat the Ravens, too, early on in the year. They just got too many personnel. Frank Clark was a mess. When they got rid of Ford and got Clark from the Seahawks, and then Jones, they're all damn good ball players.
And don't forget Nick Honey Badger.
I love
Tyrann
him.
Matthew.
Oh, yeah, he's fantastic.
He's
offense,
tone setter. Yeah.
In both coaching and playing, the offense beat the defense. And the defense beat the offense. And it was consistent throughout the game. They weathered the storm at the beginning when they were doing those end-arounds and all that stuff, but that's all they had. They took everything from the best of every team that they played, and they did better than that, and it came to beat them. They're a hell of a team. I have a lot of frustration with Andy Reid, but I think he actually did a pretty good in that.
Wonderful job. And
finished it.
And I thought, you know, he and his wife after the game, they were on ESPN with Randy Moss and Steve Young and Chris Berman. And he goes, and Andy Reid, in his biggest moment of glory, 20 years, most wins in NFL history without winning a ring, right after he wins it, he said, you know what? I really loved seeing you be a dad this year to your son. He goes, we got to get your son in here. Talking about Randy Moss's son at LSU. He goes, Coach, he goes, this ain't about me. He goes, this is about you. He goes, I appreciate you. He goes, this is about you. Like, he just, I felt like he's a good dude. He and his wife have gone through it. No parent should ever outlive their child. They lost their son, who I think OD'd 7 years ago. And I felt, you know, and he's just been the eternal bridesmaid. And you know what? Yeah, I hate to see the chief, but it's like, I like the fact that I think, and I don't know this, I'm just speculating, Tom Brady, Alex Guerrero, with Giselle were watching that game. I think Tom Brady's saying, yep, it's a little hard. It's a lot harder than it looks, huh? Looking up for Jimmy G, that everybody wanted him to be the successor, the heir apparent. And I think Bill was crushed.
Oh, I'm sure he was.
I think Bill
was his guy.
That's
adding to his own legend.
I think after the game, because they were in Miami, I think maybe Linda couldn't find Bill, and Bill was with Jimmy G trying to console him. I think Bill was just.
But his boy Andy Reid won, so that he had that to fall back.
Yeah, you got to admit, Andy Reid, like we talked, and you and I said this prior to him winning last Sunday. He's a 10 times better coach than Dungy or Tower.
He was a Hall of Fame coach before he won the ring, right. And now this made it obvious to everybody he's a Hall of Fame coach.
And my question is this, too. Does it go from the Pats dynasty to Pat's dynasty?
You're sticking with that.
I love it.
That means he thinks Patrick, who is shortened to Pat, possessive Pat's dynasty. See what he did there?
Yeah, that's what I did.
I had to explain it.
P-A-T-S to P-A-T apostrophe S. Eamon Lehman looking at giving us that look. Does it go to that? I'm not willing to go there yet. Like John Wood once said, a lot of teams have won one in a row. Okay? That's just, so let's just leave. But they were the best team this year. They deserved it. They won it. I just go back to the 3 minutes and 46 seconds left against Miami. What if the boogeymen did their job and held Ryan Fitzpatrick and made him, you know, force the thing? The Patriots run that out. They get the bye. Do the Chiefs, are they even in the Super Bowl? We'll never know.
Tell you who wouldn't be in the Super Bowl. Patriots. They just weren't good enough. We can change the butterfly effect, but the Patriots still weren't good enough. It may affect the Chiefs more than the Patriots. Maybe it derails the Chiefs.
I hate admitting that, but it's tough to argue it.
They weren't.
I know.
It is what it is.
I know. Just wasn't their year, right?
Nope.
Wasn't there. Just like last week in Miami, wasn't John Lynch's week. No. Lost the Super Bowl, didn't get in the Hall of Fame, just wasn't his week.
Can't win them all.
Nope. But Patriots have won more than anybody else since 2001. All right, now it's time for trending.
Drive home with OMF, weekday afternoons 2 to 6. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
The Red Sox would like to name Ron Renicki as their next manager, but MLB, they want to see them conclude their investigation before officially naming him as the next skipper to succeed Alex Cora. Sox issued a statement yesterday, quote, our managerial search is not yet completed, end quote. Mookie Betts trade still on hold.
Not
yet completed, as the Sox were, quote, spooked. So, like, I appreciate the fact that they, like, didn't you kind of know this before you...
They should have.
Right?
Every report I read when this trade, the word came out, said the guy has shoulder issues.
Damn,
he's probably
goods.
A reliever because he probably can't... He has a violent delivery or a stressful delivery, but all these things. So how did it sneak up on the Red Sox? Or did they know and it's actually worse than what they knew? It's a little weird.
I'm a little stinky. I'm going to say this, you know, and I don't think Chaim Bloom was put in a position to succeed, but... This is not, he had to make the trade. I don't mind it. He did not get enough in return.
No.
And he needs to do it. He got worked over by his former mentor, Andrew Friedman, the Dodgers.
And you had to get a starter, in my opinion, starting caliber pitcher.
Yep.
And maybe they were trying to paint him as a starter, but you didn't really get a starting caliber pitcher.
Yeah, MLB Executive Director Tony Clark issued a statement strongly urging Sox, Dodgers, and Twins to complete the Betts price trade and the Jock Peterson Angels deal without any further delay. Well, I tell you, pal, I wouldn't hold your breath on that one. Celtics beat the Hawks again last night, 112-107. Don't those Hawks jerseys, aren't they so ugly?
actually, they're some of the worst I've ever seen.
I was there when they came out with them.
Awful.
And it looks like cosmic bowling night.
I don't.
Like neon, fluorescent, yellow, green.
And I'm usually open-minded to alternate colors, bright colors, whatever.
Go back to the Dominique era.
Ugh, those are hideous.
Well, do you like the Miami Vice jerseys that the Heat wear?
No.
See, I do like
I kind of do.
No.
Guilty pleasure.
No. I like them temporarily. I didn't know this was going to be a permanent thing.
Yeah, no, I'm with you on that, too. Like, if it's going to be a alternate jersey, like, let's
make sure it's alternate. Make sure it's rare.
No, this is
like the Seahawks. Do you like those? The
I do.
Me too.
How they use the eye for the main color.
But dude, they weren't as good as they were with Dave Craig.
All right, I'm not an old school. I like the bright color.
Yeah, I'm with bright colors. Oregon jaded.
You know who did? They changed uniforms a few years ago, and they're beautiful. The Buffalo Bills. They went old school, but they look nicer.
Yeah, those are nice.
Those are nice,
but they're not in the push the boundaries alternate types. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Hey, you asked me. I like the. I tell you what. One of the greatest uniforms in the history of pro sports, the 1985 Patriots with the Pat Patriot logo.
Except everybody hated it at the time. Back then, everybody hated it. It's like this revisionist history. Now everybody loves it again.
The white jersey with the red pants. Yes.
Well, you know what they need to do now? Red on red.
Too much.
They need a red alternate jersey. If they had a red alternate jersey, it would be
Not with the red pants.
Sick.
Think of the people who are
colorblind. Andy,
did I say that?
I
don't care about the colorblind people.
Remember that last year, Jets and Bills, or whatever.
Yeah, it was
2 years
Christmas, and they couldn't tell who had the ball. I don't care. Pay attention to the game.
You're
then.
Saying though with the white pants, though.
I don't care what they do. They need a red jersey. They need a red alternate.
Oh, I'm okay.
Not the red throwback. A red alternate with the current logo. Just a red jersey. I think it would be.
I love.
What do the kids say? Lit, hot, drip,
super lit. That's
lit.
Definitely the drip.
Oh, the drip.
Yes,
the drip was a bad thing.
The Irving,
go to the doctor.
The trip is good.
Yeah, the Irving Fryer jerseys from '85 when they went to the Super Bowl for the first time in franchise history. The white jerseys, the red pants.
How'd that work out for you? They became roadkill a few minutes ago.
Yeah, I know. Well, they were great while they
lost. Tony Eason's still looking to complete his first pass, I believe.
Yeah, when you go up against that defense, you tell me you think Joe Montana could have done something against that defense?
Probably not.
Yeah. Bruins look to make it 6
Tom Brady would have, though.
Yeah, Tom Brady would have won.
Jimmy Garoppolo would not have. He would have crapped his pants in the face of that defense.
You know what they should have done?
I like Jimmy.
Since before the Squish the Fish game when they all did coke, why didn't they just all do coke before Super Bowl 20? They would have won.
Easy. Allegedly. Just in case, say allegedly.
All right. B's trying to make it 6 in a row today. Puck drops 3 o'clock. Afternoon game, the TD Garden. That's what's trending.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We're right back to Mark and Hart on Boston Sports Station, WEEI.
Thank you. Mark and Hart, fastest 5 minutes coming up, and then we'll get to Fitzy and Gilroy. 617-779-7937. You have Netflix?
Yes.
You have Prime Video too, or no?
Yeah.
You do you?
Yeah, I think my wife has it.
The 10-episode season, which I just watched, a buddy of mine gave me his password, American Playboy, the Hugh Hefner story. It's a 10. So what it is they have a show, and they have an actor playing Hugh, and they have, you know, obviously a bunch of beautiful women who are playing Playboy bunnies and all that stuff, but they also... It's interweaved with a documentary. It's like it's got him showing him clips of him about things that happened at the time. And I learned a lot that I never knew about him. And I didn't know he had a bunch of Playboy clubs that were open up all over the country.
Oh, yeah.
I did not know this.
Oh, yeah. I'd heard about that.
And I didn't know. And I also didn't know that when he first did a show called Playboy After Dark, that it was on network TV, CBS or something. And the stations down south did not want him to have this African-American jazz player. And Hugh Hefner's like, I don't care. He goes, I don't care if we're on the south. We're having, like, because, you know, it was back in the 60s. Hmm. So people were, you know, so racist back then. And he was like, I don't care. And I give him credit. Like, he was huge in the civil rights. Like, it's just a lot of things I never knew about him.
Right.
I just didn't know. I don't want to tell you anymore, but it's a 10-episode series. Check it out. It's really good.
I've heard nothing but documentary-type recommendations lately. I know this isn't a documentary, but it's like every time you pop up, somebody's like, oh, did you see this documentary on...
That's the new thing, man.
Yeah.
That's the...
And it seems like a lot of these streaming services have invested or at least bought documentaries
giving them an
avenue to reach viewers.
Yeah, and then coming up with original programming, too, like shows coming out next week. My Can't Wait season 2 of Narcos Mexico is coming out next week, so it's like... Oh, you know that, Eamon?
Oh, wow.
Next Thursday night.
That is good news.
Next Thursday.
Just so lit up like a Christmas tree.
Eamon, like, woke
he
up.
He did.
Well, because I'm waiting for that. What's the one with Jason Bateman?
Oh, Ozark.
Yeah, I'm waiting for Ozark to come out.
I can't wait for Ozark.
So many good shows.
Next Thursday. Next Thursday, dude. It's on.
I didn't like the most recent season of Narcos as much, obviously, as the Pablo Escobar
ones. Well, Pablo was
still pretty good.
Pablo, I mean, you can't beat Pablo Escobar. That was the best. So there's a lot of good stuff coming out. And you know, it's amazing how Netflix, Prime Video, Hulu are sort of supplanting HBO, Showtime, and Cinemax.
For a younger audience, on some level, the Disney thing is taking off. Disney Plus,
The Mandalorian. I heard
and all these shows. The dorks like Rich Keefe. There's all these
the
Marvel. These Marvel
the
shows
like Rich Keefe.
Where it's the Avengers. It's like the actual like they are really and NBC's is coming out. NBC Universal has their own streaming service coming out at some point this year. Now, at some point, I don't know where the bubble bursts, and there's too many of them.
I know.
You know, we'll see. But it certainly looks like the Disney one is going to have legs.
You just check out. You got to check out American Plan. And like, I give him credit. Like, he's self-made.
Oh yeah,
he didn't like walk into like, hey.
Does Playboy still exist?
It does, but it's
Is it still a magazine?
I don't know.
Like a printed publication?
I don't think. Is it?
Believe it's still a printed publication, but they took the quote-unquote good stuff out of it.
There's no articles.
Nudies?
No.
Now you really do have to read it for the articles?
Right. Yeah, yeah. What is that? All right. I will say this. I'm not, like, after you watch this, I want you to ask yourself this question. If you could trade places with any guy, now, you are obviously new about Hugh Hefner. It's not like you need to see this to see it, but after you watch it, ask yourself this question. Would I have rather been Hugh Hefner, Michael Jordan, Tom Brady, Leonardo DiCaprio, Tom Cruise, just ask, because I got to tell you, I don't think I would have traded. I think Hugh Hefner would have been the guy.
Like, you had a pretty good run. Good run. Who I'd add to the list? Sneaky long shot, John Mayer.
Yeah.
John Mayer's had a pretty good life for himself so far. Jeter's had a pretty good life.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah. There's some lucky dudes out there.
Yeah, I mean, but Hugh Hefner, it's like, I will tell you there's some video in the grotto that it's just like, oh boy, it's just watch it. Tony and Bridgewater on that note is up next. What's up, Tony?
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's up, man?
I'm an old guy. I've been listening to you guys 20 years. I love it because it's an opinion show, but I got to tell you something. A guy that called 7-8 calls about the Red Sox and the farm system, you got to come down on these people because there's facts and there's opinions, okay?
Yep.
If If you go with the Red Sox last year, okay, and take Chavez at second base, they get a homegrown second baseman, shortstop, third baseman, left fielder, center fielder, right fielder, catcher. Correct? All homegrown, correct?
Yep. Okay. So, yeah, JD Martinez wasn't, but okay.
Well, he was the DH. I mean,
yeah, right.
Let's stop with this farm system, okay? Because the Padres supposedly have had the best farm system for 20 years.
Yeah, I know. Okay? I know.
And the thing with the prospects is, a prospect is just somebody that hasn't made it. And that's all of his tool. When somebody calls, I got so mad. The guy's there. Oh, Dombrowski, he, you know, let the farm system go. Who the hell did he give up? He gave up Lucana for Sale, who every GM in baseball would have done, because at the time, Sale had 3 years left, and he was in their control. Okay?
I didn't like the Butker.
That was brilliant.
No. I didn't like the trade when they traded the guy, Tyler Butner, to Anaheim, and they ended up getting Ian...
Kinsler?
Kinsler. I didn't like that.
I want to know, one guy that they let go, Mancana's a medium guy. He's got holes in the swings. I never liked him. But
right.
Tell me a guy that they let go that's impacted on another team. So when someone says they let the farm system go to hell, they couldn't be more wrong.
But that's the old farm system. Where's the farm system right now as you try to decide whether to give $400 million?
You
and the other thing
know.
Is...
You don't know. How about Chavez? Do you know what this guy's going to be?
Well, he's already a major leaguer.
No.
And the biggest issue is the arms.
Chavez.
The arms.
Yeah.
They've never been able to do pitching. They haven't had a thing since John Lester.
Well,
we all know that.
Lester, Papelbon, that was part of their success.
They were a big market team, the Red Sox. So
correct.
Everyone that leaves, they boot them out the door. They got stuff to say about them. Anybody, they did it with Nomar. They just talk crap about them when they leave on the door.
The worst thing they ever did was what Lucchino did, throwing Tito under the bus. That was
inexcusable. They always do that. I just have a little more class. You know, I just hope they don't do this with Mookie.
They won't. Tony,
I'm not sure
Tony,
what they could do.
Just give me real quick in 3 to 5 words or one word, your opinion right now as it stands today on February 8th of the 2020 Red Sox season upcoming.
Oh, they're going to be a perfect 81-81.
you might have given them too much credit. All right, final segment coming up next. We will do fastest 5 minutes, the best worst of show. Don't go anywhere.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This is Mark and Hart on Boston Sports Station, WEEI. It's time for the Fastest Five. That's right, we'll try to recap today's show in just 5 minutes. It's the Fastest Five with Mark and Hart, right here on WEEI.
I think there's a chance that Chris Price could have David Price could have a really good year. And that will make this trade so much worse. Now I'm going to clean up a couple of your misguided opinions, okay? It's early in the show for that. Usually I save that for the second segment.
Dodgers are sending right-handed pitcher, is it Kenta Maeda? Brewstar Graterol.
This is painful.
Heard of him.
Well, I knew it was
too late.
I knew it was Kenta Maeda. I think everybody knew that.
Yes.
I mean, that part, Maeda.
So you've heard of him, but you haven't heard of it pronounced properly.
Yeah. Much a baseball guy. He's a big baseball guy.
I'm a dummy on the radio.
He's going to be at the game today.
Is he
going to
throw out the ceremonial first chair?
Chair, yeah.
Oh, I nailed it, baby.
If and when they get bounced in the first or second round of playoffs, Wick needs to, as Seth Rollins would say, burn it down.
So you want Ainge gone?
Want Ainge gone.
I don't know about that.
I want everybody out there to be very cognizant of this. Is this Danny Ainge crap? That Danny Ainge gets a pass in this town, and I think it sucks. And to quote Rick Pitino, Larry Bird's not walking through that door, folks. Robert Parrish's not walking through that door, folks. Kevin McHale not walking through that door, folks. If they do, they're going to be old and gray. You never hoard your draft picks.
Oh, boy.
They're sitting with the Red Claws. There'll be time enough to hoard them when the deadline's done.
I got to give him credit. It wasn't terrible.
Thank you.
When he started, I wanted to shred it, but it wasn't terrible.
Right. Thank you. I appreciate it. I'll be here all week.
Maybe Christian can be the color commentator and the manager for a day.
Yeah. That'll be an interesting day. I'm looking forward. That will be baseball history in a lot of ways that day.
For better or worse.
It's play action, which means they're going to run that action away.
Is that Booger McFarlane or Christian Fourier?
That was him as Johnny Gomes, actually.
Super Bowl 42 on NFL Network right now. Patriots are up 14-10 with 120 to play. I like their chances.
How did he drop that?
Asante Samuel just dropped a sure interception. But seriously, with 116 to play, 19-0, this is looking good, ladies and gentlemen.
Like, we're seeing I know we're revisionist history here, but now we're getting the replay. How did Asante Samuel drop this pass? Well, it was high.
But it's catchable.
Yeah.
So you're telling me you want to give up Gordon Hayward for
Andre Drummond?
Even Gordon Hayward.
Yes.
What do you said?
So let me ask you a question, Mark.
Is he stuttering, stammering now, right? He's thinking. Go ahead.
Who's going to help you more? Who's going to help you more in playoff time? Is it going to be Andre Drummond or is it going to be Gordon Hayward?
Well, considering you really don't have a front court, you've got to rely on him. Andre Drummond.
You
asked him a question. You can't tell him his opinion is wrong.
Bob Knight reportedly will be back at Indiana prior to the game against Purdue to honor the 1980 championship team with Isaiah Thomas. I think that's really cool.
What's the reception like for Bob Knight?
Oh, it blow the roof off.
Yes. Standing ovation.
Unreal. The game will be delayed.
No hard feelings from
They've been waiting for this.
No, it will be all cheers. It will be as loud as you can.
Just like Brett Favre going back to Lambeau. It's going to be huge.
Just like when Brady goes back to Gillette.
Correct.
It's true.
He can go do whatever he wants for a year or two. And when he comes back, there will be nothing but cheers.
Brady. Oh, yeah. No, just like when Mutt goes back to Pepperell. It's just like that.
I thought you were going
to
say the morning show.
Oh, Andy, I was trying to be nice. You really went low there.
I think he's filling
in
one of these days coming up. This holiday's coming.
No, I was just saying Pepperell, man. You went there? Oh, my God. Andy Hart today doing his best McGregor. Damn, not pulling any punches. Oh, man.
Well, let me just make one comment about the Mets where they missed the boat. They could have had Jessica Mendoza take over as manager. What do you think of that?
For what purposes? Pandering purposes? Like first female manager?
Yeah, I don't know where he was going.
And
with that.
After her comments, I don't think you could have that if you're Major League Baseball.
I love Brad, but he was trying to make that joke last week.
All right, good stuff, Eamon. Very nice. Fitzy, Gilroy, the oddball's coming up next. Gilroy's in here with us. Is this your happy birthday?
In 2 days, yeah.
2 days. Well, I knew it was coming up.
I appreciate that.
Real quick before we go anywhere. Am I being too hard on Danny Ainge?
Yeah. You're being very hard on Danny Ainge. And this whole Drummond thing, you are nuts. Andre Drummond is not the guy for the Celtics. He puts up good numbers, empty numbers on a bad team.
But neither is Gordon Hayward. Gordon Hayward, what's he done in the playoffs?
Nothing, but he's a great third option, isn't he? Great fourth option.
He's good. They can win without. They need rebounding. They need something down low. You could have shed $7 million. I mean, there's a whole.
Does Tristan Thompson get you excited?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah. He's going to be cut, so.
Is that going to happen, though?
It's going to happen.
Do you think Danny's counting on that?
If he brings
Not that he's going to be cut. Is he going to be here?
Yeah. It's possible he'll be here. I mean, he's going to go to a contender. Because and when you look at the other contenders,
According to Chris Sheridan, look at number three.
Yep.
The Celtics had one of the strongest interests in Andre Drummond.
Yeah.
So, Tristan Thompson come here, I'm good.
Okay.
We're good. We're good. He went, that's a home run.
It's a possibility.
Just don't bring any Chloe.
No Kardashians.
All right, for Eamon, appreciate everybody. Call everybody, listen, stay tuned next. The Oddballs, Fitzy and Gilroy. Fitzy, if you've never watched it, Prime Video, American Playboy, the Hugh Hefner story, 10 episodes. Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.